Kriegen mehr Kleinheit, oh Gott, and renew a right spirit within me. Not away, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
So open our Bible straight away to the book of Exodus, chapter 2. We read from verse 23 to 25. If you have the Bible ready with you, Exodus chapter 2, 23 to 25. And it came to pass in progress of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by the reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God look upon the children of Israel, and God has respect unto them. I just want you to bear this one in mind. God has respect unto them. Now let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 up to 10. Then we'll jump to 17. 9 up to 10. So Han rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh. And after they had drunk, now Eli the priest sat upon a seat, a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sorrow. And verse 17, it says, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou was asked of him. Now it's something that God respected there too, because he answered the request. In Daniel chapter 9, before we start, Daniel chapter 9, it's a very good scripture also to look at certain prayer that people made, and the Lord respect upon them. It will give us a good idea that we can make them too, and the Lord will have respect. Verse 20, Daniel chapter 9. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, and while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you the skill and the understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come down to show thee, for thou art a great beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. That is a great prayer, that when they made in that way, the Lord definitely answered them. Let's bow our head and offer a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at a book and read the Bible, and we see that this man that made this kind of prayers, they were men and women like us, Father. Father, they have their shortcoming. They had their trespassing and all things, Father. But we believe that you are the same God who doesn't change, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If they were able to make their prayer and you answer, you are able to answer our prayer too, Father. Well, I call you now that you come upon the scene and quicken our lips, Father, and help us to get where you want us to be, Father. This meeting without thee is in vain, Father. We ask you, Father, if there is anything that could hinder your presence, Father, we put it under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. We want you to answer to our prayer, Father. We don't meet here just for the gathering sake, Father. We meet here because we know that each time when we come in thy house, you are present, Father, for your appointment, Father. And we believe tonight also, you are the unseen guest among us, and to hear to our prayers, Father. Our prayers, Father, is a more closer walk with thee, Father. Father, we ask you to grant us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, bless this congregation. Bless the effort that was made by each individual, Father, that come tonight for the prayer meeting, Father. Let this prayer meeting be a great change in each of us' life, Father. Father, we call upon thy name now, Father, that you should bless thy servant. Our pastor is preparing himself to go to his journey, Father, that it for your business, Father, that you should prosper his journey, Father. That the angel of the Lord should go before him, Father, and prepare everything, Father. If there's any prayer request here, unspoken, Father, if there's any hand that is lifted up to thee, Father, you look down inside of the heart, Father, and grant it us according to thy desire, Father, according to thy will, because you says everything that you shall ask, you shall ask that you will be done, Father. That why we ask that you will be done inside of our life, Father. If there's any differences, Father, Father, we ask you to cast it out from this place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you, Holy Spirit, shall move freely among us tonight, Father. That it let be a testimony that it was good to be in the house of the Lord, Father. Father, we are glad to be here this moment. It's not just because of duty, Father, because we want you to speak to us, Father. Speak to each of us, heart, Father, and grant us, Father, according to thy will, and bless all the weekend service, and we commit everything at thy hand. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You maybe have a seat a few minutes before we enter to a time of prayer. These things, it's very, very good things. When I was reading these scriptures and look upon them, try to study them a little bit. And this is the first one we read. It strikes me a lot. And it says, God look upon the children of Israel, and God has respect unto them. God respected the children of Israel. And we know that man by himself, there's nothing that God can respect it. Because all of us, we are sinner. We are people of shortcoming, many wrong, many mistakes inside of our life. But these people, they manage somehow that their prayer was respected by God. I think the approach to their prayer was genuine. And inside of their heart, there was something that genuine that God could respect. And we look some of the prayer also about Hannah, and you see how she approached the Lord. And something serious happened there. And Ella, she answered and said, let it be granted unto thee according to thy desire. It's something that God respects. God finds that is genuine in this prayer. It's not just someone making noise. It's not just someone in the post of duty. There's genuine inside of the heart. That's what God respects. God didn't respect the outside because there's no beauty in outside that can please God. But God look at inside of the heart. And you see these people, they were tired in the condition that they were in, the Hebrews. We know the condition that they were in. They went there in Egypt and they were in bondage for 400 years. According to Genesis chapter 15, the Lord said to Abraham, thy seed will be there for 400 years. Then I will take them out of that condition. And now we see that the people also was moved by the time. They knew that we can feel that the Lord is near now. Let us set aside everything and call upon the name of the Lord. They were able to discern the time that they were living in. And they say that I can feel somehow the Lord is near. Let us go and call upon the name of the Lord. And they went and called. And the Lord respected them. It's something amazing that God respected their prayer. Maybe they prayed before. Maybe they went to synagogue or they meet in Goshen and they make the prayer. But that time the Lord could not answer. The Lord find that there was something in those prayers that were not genuine. There was something in those prayers that the Lord could not respect. The Lord could find that, look, these people, they are making just a prayer. But there's a lot of things that goes with the prayer. Everything must be first under the blood. And the Lord will look and see that inside of the heart today, there's a genuine confession that is made. As the pastor preached last time about the prodigal son, if you remember. Because when he decided in himself that I have to go now to my father's house, there was a genuine repentance inside of the heart. He didn't want to just to make up the mind, he says, no, I'm going anyhow. I make my excuse. But something inside of the heart that the father could see from far and respect it. He saw him from far, not yet even speak a word. But the father could say that he could rejoice to see his son back. There was something genuine deep aside there, inside of the heart. That each time when we make the prayer in that condition, where there's nothing between you and your brother. There's nothing between you and your sister. There's nothing between you and God. God must respect a kind of a prayer like that. But if there's something inside of the heart, that there's something between you and your brother, between you and your sister, and between you and God, it's just a wasting of time. It's just a word. It's just someone making noise. But God can only respect a prayer that there's genuine things inside of the heart. But where you can't shake a hand with your brother or your sister, and you can make a prayer, God will never respect a kind of a prayer like that. God will not respect it at all. It will be just a wasting of time. But these people, they manage. They say, now, let's resolve all our differences. We are tired of this condition. Being slave under Pharaoh is not a good condition. We want to go home. If there's any problem, we must clean the camp now. We must make sure that everything is under the blood. Because this condition, we are tired. We has to go. We are not supposed to be here for so long. We're supposed to leave this place. We want God to do something. And they cry as the shepherd, as the sheep to the shepherd, that they want a deliverance. They want to get out of the hand of the enemy that was oppressing them. But they managed to get in a condition that they himself, inside of their heart, God was able to respect. I like this word. It says, God had respect unto them. God respected them. God see that these people are not just gathering a group of the people. Because we can gather here and have a lot of difference inside of our head. And have a lot of things different among ourselves. And we make the prayer, Lord will not answer that prayer. It's just noise. But we must find a way that we can make the prayer and the Lord respect it and the Lord answer the prayer that will be something genuine. Because you can make a prayer, you can make thousand and years of a prayer and it's not the answer. Maybe you have to sit down and look why my prayer is not the answer. Is it something between me and my God? Is it something between me and my brother? There is something between me and my sister. Because in the principle of the word of God, let's open to Matthew and see something very good there. Lay background before we get to a time of prayer. Matthew chapter 5. And see, Jesus is giving a good advice. It's a parable. It's a Lord Jesus Christ himself speaking. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 23, and the Lord Jesus Christ said, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou remember that thy brother has ought against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way first, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Now there is a good principle there. There is something there to learn that the Hebrews in that time when they were living in, you don't know what was happening. Maybe there was a problem between them. And they say that we have to go beyond these problems. We have to go beyond our own behavior. We have to go beyond our own way of thinking. We have one common goal. Our goal is that we get out of Egypt because we have to move to the promised land. And what they have to do, they have to resolve all these things, they make them say, no, let us make sure that there's nothing between ourselves. There's nothing between us and God. If there's something, let's pray to God that the Lord will look out at those things under the blood of the goat and the animals. Then he can accept us. When the Lord look at the condition of their heart and the God respect it. And the next time, the next thing that happened, you will look in Exodus chapter 3. Next thing that happened, when the Lord respected that prayer, the answer came. And you will see the same thing happen in the book of Samuel. The same thing that happened in the book of Daniel. When the people get to that condition, that there's nothing between them and God. All the sin is confessed. Everything is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The heaven must be open. That the heaven must be open. If the heaven is not open, somehow something is wrong. Or is not yet the time of God. But if it's the time of God, and there's nothing between you and God, there's nothing between you and your brother, there's nothing between you and your sister, the Lord must open the heaven for you. And the prayer must be answered. Now, in Exodus chapter 3, from verse 7, now the scripture tells us clearly now, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their crying by the reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrow. Now the Lord sees now. The answer now come, because first the Lord respect, give respect unto them. And the next thing that come, the answer come now. The Lord is speaking to Moses. He say, I see now the affliction of my people. I see that they are genuine in their prayer. They want deliverance. They are tired of the condition of Egypt. They are not so much in the things of the world anymore. They are tired of the life of the world, the life of sin, the life of compromise. They are tired of it. And the Lord sent now a message of deliverance. He sent his messenger now to take them out of Egypt. Each time when we get to that condition, the deliverance must come. The answer must come. Each time when man and the woman put themselves in that condition, the heaven must be open. If we put ourselves in that condition tonight, the heaven will be open to us. But if we come just, we must be there. Otherwise, they will say, ah, where was she? Where was he? No, it's just a wasting of time. But if we come and we make sure that in the prayer meeting, the chance is given us to speak to our Lord, and we put everything under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we confess our sin, we confess our difference and everything, and we make everything right with God, God must answer. Because the prophet says that when you come to the house of the Lord, if you are not happy with your brother, the problem is with you, is not with your brother. It's the time, it's a sure time that you have to go to the altar. It's a sure sign that something is not right, that the dove is not there. That time, from the time you feel that you can't shake a hand properly, is the time for you to call upon the name of the Lord. Have you know that there is something, a guilty conscience, is the time that you have to ask the Lord, because the prayer will not be heard. It's the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, before you come with your offering, before you come with your offering, you must first make everything right. Before God could answer your prayer, you must make first everything right. Everything must be done right. That everything must be done right before the prayer could answer. And these people, they get to a channel where they were able to make everything right. Because we see now, let's go to book of Daniel, chapter 9, from where we read in Daniel. Something that Daniel says there, it's very good. But if you look even the beginning of it, you will see that we don't have much time to go to the beginning. In the same chapter, chapter 9, you will see that from verse 3, Daniel started confessing. Now, by the time Daniel started these things, let's read verse 20, from verse 20. And they said, while I was speaking in prayer and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, pressing my supplication before the Lord, my God, for thy holy mountain of God. When he was in prayer, making the confession of his sin and the sin of his people Israel, not his own sin only. He may be saying that, it's not me. The problem is not with me. Daniel may were not guilty, but he knew that somehow, maybe my people Israel, my brethren, my sister, are in sin. Let me confess on their behalf, because we want to know exactly what much time remaining here, what we can do next. And by the time he was there praying, he didn't even yet finish praying according to the scripture. The answer already come. God has delegated to someone, Gabriel, to come and explain him things. You see, because God find that this man in the beginning of the chapter from verse 3, and he says, chapter 9, and he said, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with the fasting and the sackcloth and the ashes. What he did? That now to understand things. He wants a deliverance. He wants an understanding. He wants something to be unveiled to him. But he know the approach how to get something from God. The first thing you must make sure that everything is under the blood. The first thing you must make sure that there's nothing that can hinder you communion with God. Because when we come to prayer meeting, we want to communion with God. We don't want one way traffic. We want two way. The other way coming from God. And when we send to God and something come back. And Daniel in this condition, he didn't want just to make 1,000 words of prayer and left the place without the answer. He wanted the answer. But he know the approach now to get the answer. Something must be done in my sight. And the prophet say, God can't do the work of repentance. The work of the repentance, it belongs to you and I. It belongs to man and the woman. Now that the confession, God can't do it because there's no sin with it. It belongs to man and the woman. And once you approach in that condition, the heaven must answer. The heaven will never remain silent in a kind of a heart like that. A heart that is fully surrendered in the hand of God. In the verse 4, he said, and I pray unto the Lord, my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and the mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandment. I confess that it is God. He loves the people that give his commandment, his words. He loves the people that observe the scripture and do things according to the scripture. If there was somewhere where I did something contrary to the scripture, Father, forgive me. Forgive me. I want a communion with you. I don't want just coming and making a prayer and just noise. I want something to get there in heaven and the answer should come. But God, when we see the Hebrew children praying in this way, the heaven was open. And God said, I hear now the cry of my people. I'm coming now to deliver them. And what did he say to Moses? Now God remember the covenant, because God can't forget his covenant. And God has made a great covenant more than the one he made with Abraham. more than the one he made with Jacob. He made this one through the blood of his own blood, because the scripture says we are saved by the blood of God. Through the blood of his own blood that he make the covenant, that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die, that he could use that body, that he could, because being Jehovah, the prophet say Jehovah will not die. He must choose now a vessel that he can be put in and shed his own blood. Now everything what we have to do as a Christian, we have to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything we have to do it, if we want to make our prayer, it must be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the principle is shown in there. The Lord Jesus Christ is sure. If there's a difference, there's something that you are not agree with it, that prayer will not be answered because there's something that is hindering it. If there's something that is not under the blood of Jesus, you have to put it under the blood of Jesus before your prayer could answer. Because God doesn't change his word. He keep his word. And these people, they wanted to go out of Egypt. They want to go to the promised land. And they didn't want anybody to remain there. I think that's the reason they make such a prayer. They wanted the deliverance of everybody. They didn't say that, it's just a personal things. If I'm okay, I don't care if other people are not going. They wanted everybody to go. They wanted everybody to be free. They wanted everybody to get the answer. They wanted everybody to get the deliverance. It wasn't a personal things. If you look even the same book with the book of Exodus, I like the statement Moses made when he went to Pharaoh. In same book, Exodus chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. And you see, it was something that Moses made there very good. Because he could see that these people, they were together. They were united together. They didn't look at that, it's him that sinned. That he pray for one another. They pray even the sin of someone else. That he should not bring a curse upon us. They have the revelation that one person sin that can damage everything. That we pray for everybody. That's why Daniel was confessing the sin of his people and the sin of Israel, the holy mountain and everything. Because he wanted, he has something. Because if you look at the life of Daniel, according to the scripture, there was nothing against Daniel. Daniel could not have no need to make such kind of a prayer. But he knows that I'm a human. Somehow, maybe through my imagination, maybe through my mind, maybe through my mouth, I have said or spoke something that was contrary to the word of God. Let me make my confession before God. Let me ask the forgiveness of sin. Now, in the time that they have to leave Egypt to come. Now, Moses says in verse 9, I like it. And Moses said, we will go with our young, with our old, with our son, with our daughters, with our flocks, and with our heads, and we will go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. So Moses, he said, everybody must go. Even our young, we wanted them to go. We don't want them to die. But for our young to go, someone must make a prayer on their behalf. Someone must make a prayer on their behalf. They may not be able to make the prayer, but someone has to make a prayer on their behalf. If I'm not able to make a prayer, but if someone can make a prayer in my behalf, I will go. The deliverance will come. The solution will come. Because Moses says that no one will left here in Egypt. We want everybody to get the deliverance. And that's why they made such a kind of a prayer, that God could respect it. They pray in a different way. And you find that each time when someone set his face to the Lord and seek the Lord with one heart, a total heart given to the Lord, the solution must come. It always come. Because we see the same thing happen now. When Hannah prayed, the prophet says she used to pray before. She used to make prayers before. But this time when she made the prayer, it was different. This time when she made the prayer, it was different. Because she made a serious prayer until when the voice was completely gone. It wasn't just noise. It was just moving lips. And Eli, the priest, he misunderstood. He said, this woman, maybe she's drunk. Why is she behaving like this? And we know the story. And Hannah told Eli, he said, no, Me, I'm not a woman of drinking. I don't drink. I don't take all this alcohol. There is something inside of my heart that I'm seeking the answer from the Lord. And she managed to break through. And she managed to put everything under the blood. And from heaven, something came there. And Eli said, in verse 17, and then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Something. Look, that kind of the prayer. She made it. She prayed, and something came from there. That prayer was respected by God. Because if God didn't respect it, there should not be a solution to it. The prayer that can be answered, the Lord must respect it. But the Lord to respect it, the condition of the heart must be right. Because the outside, it can look good. It can be okay. But inside there, if there's something wrong, the Lord will not answer the prayer. It will not answer the prayer. If you can't feel good, if you can't feel happy to see your brother or your sister, there's something wrong. That's the time you can go to the altar. Because the prayer will not be answered. If you just make it, there's something wrong, you have to go and confess the sin before the Lord. Because it will be just noise, making noise. But the prayer is not answered. But you find that inside there, everything was under the blood. And she managed now to put her own sin there. Maybe the sin of the husband under the blood now of the goat and the blood of the animal. And there, a solution come. When she prayed, the prophet said she was desperate in prayer. She prayed. She desperate in prayer. Then something serious come. That is, sometime we need to agonize in our prayer. We need to go more extra mile inside of our prayer and seek the Lord and search our life. Because sometimes the Lord is waiting for the right condition for something to happen. Because God remember the command, God remember his covenant. Daniel tell us, God remember all his word. He said, call upon me in time of trouble, then I will answer. That is not your word, it's not my word, it's the word of God. And God remember all his word. If we call and we are genuine inside of the heart, the Lord must answer. Something must happen. If the Lord didn't answer, it could be maybe it's not yet the time that appointed by the Lord, or something is wrong with us. But tonight we want to look in our sight. We don't want to look at the time of God. It can happen, it can be that it because of not yet the time of God. But we want to make ourselves, search ourselves as we enter to a time of prayer, that there's nothing between me and God. There's nothing between me and the children of God. I don't want something to hinder my prayer to be answered. Because I don't want to come to church just to waste time. I don't want to come to prayer meeting just to be seen. I want to come to the prayer meeting and get the solution from God, from what I'm asking God. I want to come to the prayer meeting and find myself a different person. Let's stand, sing the song. Then we'll enter to a time of prayer. Let's sing a song before we enter to a time of prayer.
I wandered far, far away from home. Now I am coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I am coming home, coming home, coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. I wasted many precious years. Now I am coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I am coming. coming home, coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. I've tired of sin and straying, Lord, now I'm coming home. I'll trust thy love, believe thy word, Lord, I'm coming home. Oh, coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. My soul is sick, my heart is sore, now I am coming home. My strength are renewed, my hope restored, Lord, I am coming home. Oh, coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home.
Let's all enter a time of prayer. Let's infuse some again, then we pray.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God.
Amen. He's really an answering God. Because that's what we read from the scripture. Let's read again Exodus 3, verse 7. He's an answering God. If we put ourselves in a condition, He will be able to answer. And the scripture says, and the Lord says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and they have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. God knows your sorrow, and He knows mine. And He is an answering God. And He says, verse 8, and I came down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. When He heard their prayer, He came down, what? To give a deliverance, to give a solution to their sorrow and to their prayer. And we are worshiping the same God tonight. When we made our cry, when we made our prayer, He must come and do the same thing. And He says, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusians. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression where they are in Egypt, oppress them. And God see the condition in which you are, and in the condition that am I, and God is willing to come down and give the solution. But the approach must be the same way that the people approach there. Because when they cry, God respect at their crying, and God come down to give them the solution. They meet certain condition that the Lord was able to come down. If we put ourselves in that condition, the Lord will do the same thing. The prophet said, God has no respect of man, He has respect of His word. And we humble ourselves and come in that condition, the Lord will do the same thing. Let's sing the chorus. That chorus is an answering God. Then we will enter to a time of prayer once again.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God.
Let's bow our head. If anybody has any prayer request, just lift up your hand to the Lord. We'll ask Brother Vlad to close with a word of prayer.
Lord Jesus, we spoke many words, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Our desire is if you can speak to us now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In quietness of time,
yes,
Lord, when we will depart from this place, Lord, you speak to our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to calm down, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bring whatever is in our heart,
yes, Lord.
Whatever petition, Lord. Whatever desire, whatever need, O Lord, we want to bring into your hand. We want to ask at first, Lord, cover us with your blood.
Yes.
Clean us from everything, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Maybe we have something hidden in us that we think some things. Oh Lord, we know that the devil is sometimes coming and just using thoughts, whatever, Lord. Just we want to ask you, protect us, oh Lord. You, oh Lord, put your protection. May your blood clean us from everything. Amen. Then when we will bring our prayer before you, Lord, that you will answer, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we have confidence by your promise yes. that you will answer every prayer, oh Lord. Because you promised us yes, whatever, Lord. Oh Lord, we agree, two or three of us.
Yes.
And we bring before you, you will answer. You are Amen. Among us, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we want to come with big you and small devil, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We want to bring everything before you because you are God.
Yes.
No devil, oh Lord. You are God.
Yes,
you are
Lord.
That one who is answering prayers.
Amen.
You are that one who answered prayers. Lord,
yes, Lord,
we want to ask just close walk with you, O Lord.
Jesus.
New experience with you, Lord.
Yes,
that will
Lord.
Give us more confidence to trust you, Lord, to walk with you, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We believe that you paid price for us, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That you will just redeem us, Lord. That you will just bring us closer. But we want to go, Lord, that easiest way, not hardest way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we want to just put ourselves into your hands.
Yes.
This evening time, Lord, when yes. we will depart from this place. Oh, Lord, whatever petition is, whatever needs, we want to put in your hands.
Yes, Lord.
In quietness of time, you just put that blessed assurance on our heart that we
yes,
can
Lord.
Rest before you.
Yes, Lord.
That you heard our prayers,
yes.
whatever was, and that you will answer in right time.
Mm.
Oh, Lord. Just help us to trust you. We want to just bring honor and glory to your name.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing a few songs and a few worship and we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me, Jehovah Rapha. Supply.